Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online this morning, it is Bathurst Councillor Graham Hanger. Good morning to you, Graham.
Yes, good morning, Neil.
A massive weekend just gone in Bathurst, and the V8s, well, it's not the V8s anymore, is it? I keep saying the V8s, but it's the Bathurst 1000. It was an absolute tremendous event.
It certainly was, yeah. It was different. We talked about it last Wednesday, and here we are again. It's over and done. If you missed it, well, you missed it. But I'm sure the vast majority of people look at the telly sometime during the day. Mm. You know, it's a sort of thing that only the diehards will sit and watch every single minute. But there are some exciting bits, and the start and the finish, people look at that, you know. And it was a magnificent race. It really went well. As I said last week, there are two sides of the fence, the outside and the inside. And the people in the garages and the pits, they just did their stuff, you know, as they normally do, albeit without 1,000 people looking at them over their shoulder. So they were able to do it. And on the outside of the fence, the people did the right sort of thing. There were 4,000 tickets allowed, and people sort of jumping up and down and say, well, the football can have 40,000. Why can't we have 4,000? Well, every seat at the football, you know who's in every seat, and you have to stay in your seat and that sort of thing. Well, we don't have seating at the track, as people know. You can sit wherever you like and wander around. And the rules are the rules. That's what it is at the moment. So everybody abide by it. Apparently, I heard the police say there were only two people they had to sort of speak to. So it was just fantastic, you know. That's people were walking with a purpose. You're going to the toilet, you're getting some food, you're getting a drink, you're doing this or that, but you're walking with a purpose. You're not going to talk to the people next door.
Yeah.
And it was really, really good. Weather was good, kind, a little bit of rain, but not what was expected. So next year we've got no 12-hour race in February, but there's all sorts of talk that we might have the first round of the supercars next year. And, of course, it's a new sponsor with Repco coming on board next year. So, you know, life goes on, Neil. It just changes and changes and changes. But it went very, very well. The town was a bit quiet, but everything about it was good. So,
all right, now
over and done with.
Yeah, now this weekend it changes. It gets a little quieter, but there'll be just quite a few people there for the Panorama Punish.
That's right. We go from tyre power to foot power. And this weekend on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock is the start of the Mount Panorama Punish, which is just one hot lap of Mount Panorama for the runners, the walkers. And people can walk it. The serious walkers can walk the mount in 70 minutes, have to be up the top in 40 and come down in 30 minutes. And, you know, it's a full track closure, so you can run racing lines and that sort of thing. And serious runners will do that. You know, they get to the top of the mountain in 11 minutes.
Wow.
Ridiculous. Yeah, that's right, you know. You and I could have done it in our day, but, you know, we're sort of not quite that highly trained. But people are looking forward to it. But what I'm saying is tonight, Wednesday night, is the cutoff. So if anybody, and they're only allowing people from the Central West to run in it. Seven councils, let me try them. Cabon, Orange, Cowra, Bathurst, Blaney, Lithgow, Oberon. There's the seven.
Yeah, right.
If you're in those postcodes or those local government areas, you can register today, you know, right up till this evening and get it done and run a lap of Mount Panorama. And you get a lovely medal at the end, great little medal. So, you know, it's worth coming down. They've got less than 100 entries available now. They're allowed 500. The rules, the, you know, state health rules say they can have 500 at this. It's an outdoor event, so, you know, come along and enjoy it. We've been pretty COVID-free here in the Central West, so let's continue it on like that.
Indeed, indeed. All right, now the HSC got underway, and good luck to all the Year 12 kids.
Yesterday, and, continues on today with English, and, of course, you know, capital letters and full stops, and it just goes on from there. It's really quite simple.
That's right.
Well, from the outside. But, yeah, best of wishes to all the young people who were, and, you know, there might be some mature age people doing the HSC, but, you know, just get in, have a crack, enjoy it, and suddenly it'll be the mid-November and you'll say, what was that all about? It's all finished and all done. Now I've got to really face life. I've got to start my life.
Yes, you know? You think HSC was hard.
That's right. Babies, this is easy. This is a piece of cake.
Absolutely.
But anyway,
All right.
Good luck to everybody.
Where are you at with water over there in beautiful Bathurst?
Oh, we're still where it's good. Good, Neil. Thank you. It's just over 100% still. And we're expecting rain this weekend. Mm. I think the punish, that panorama punish on Sunday might be a little bit but we'll take it as it comes. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're over 100%. So, but still water restriction. Just do the right thing, you know, preserve it. Let's keep it as high as that. And because we don't know what the future holds. So we'll take it as it comes.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Now let's talk about the National Garage Sale Trail. This is something that's been impacted by COVID, but there is still a way that it's happening.
Yep. Yeah, Bathurst Regional Council, of course, we've got the wonderful facility of Mount Panorama Pits. The pit garages up there were opened about mid-November, and we had in the past, have had a massive garage sale up there. Hundreds of people come along to, you know, sell some stuff but take home more. That's generally what happens at garage sale, isn't it? You know, you go along and you say, oh, I don't want this. Oh, you take more home, you know, and then you have your own garage sale and get rid of it, and so it goes on. But it's a national garage sale, and Bathurst Council has registered into that. So we're encouraging people, and I'm guessing people in the Central West can register as well. Just go to www.garagesaletrail.com.au. And take it from there. So, and that's on the 21st, 22nd of November. So it's 4 weekends away, so plenty of time for that one.
Okay, fantastic. And finally, the Bathurst Bullet. It's celebrating an anniversary.
Yeah, the Bathurst Bullet. A lot of people, John Hollis and his team of people in the Rail Action Group several years ago got together and they said, look, we should have a train to Sydney and back. And it came to pass. And on the 21st of October in 2012, 8 years ago, the first bullet went off. So, you know, big celebrations today. I wasn't down there this morning. I'm sorry, I should have been down there probably at 5:45 when it went off, but they probably had a celebration down there. But it's a great facility and a lot of locals using them. Of course, now there are two. Last year there was a second one added a little bit later in the day, in the morning, and that goes to Sydney and returns in the afternoon as well. So. Yeah. Great facility here, and I know a lot of people from the Central West come to Bathurst and jump on the bullet and go to Sydney, do what they have to do, and then come back at night. You know, so yeah, great facility, and well done to the Rail Action Group, the people who sort of pressed, and finally the state government and Paul Toole said, yep, we better do something, and that's what happened. It's all good.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'm with Graham Hanger from Bathurst Regional Council. Mate, as always, good to catch up. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good on you, Neil. Thanks very much.